Start your day at Terry Mazda Tesvov TV's Toshin Pei Ravinsian Zan.
Morning, everyone. Morning. Pasuk says in this week's Parsha Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu came to Midian after running away from Mitzrayim. He killed the Mitzri, and it was reported back to Pari, and put himself into great danger, and he was sentenced to death. And Pari's executioner attempted to kill him and wasn't successful. So Moshe Rabbeinu runs away and he goes to Midian. Comes to Midian and he stands by the Be'er, and he sees the Bnei Yisrael over there who are having trouble with the shepherds. And state in Pasuk, Vayavoyu Haroyim Vayigorshum, the shepherds came along and drove away the daughters of Yisrael. Vayokom Moshe, Moshe stands up, Vayishion, and he saved them. Vayashkes Tzoinom. Then the Pasuk continues, Vatavoyno al Ruel Avien, and they went back, the Bnei Yisrael went back to Ruel. How did he do such a quick job today? There was some Egyptian man over there, and he saved us from the shepherds. They called Moshe Ish Mitzri. So Chazal straight away asked, did Moshe look like a Mitzri? Can't be Moshe look like a Mitzri. So he was traveling. Rebecca said, "Looked like a Hamish Yid." That's the Hanocha of the Medrash's Kasha. And for the Medrash, when they said Ish Mitzri Tzilonu Miadoroyim, that means that the Mitzri in Mitzrayim who was killed by Moshe Rabbeinu, which therefore caused Moshe Rabbeinu to be sentenced to death, which therefore caused Moshe Rabbeinu to have to run away to Midian, he's the person who's Itzilonu Miadoroyim. He saved you, said Moshe Rabbeinu to the Bnei Yisrael. It's because of him that you're saved. Because I killed the Mitzri, you've got to thank the Mitzri in Mitzrayim. He's responsible for the fact that you're saved. That's the Medrash in Shmos. But the Medrash in Dvorim says in Gans and Andrush, the Medrash in Dvorim says that when Moshe Rabbeinu davened to the Ribbono Shel Olam to allow him to go to Eretz Yisrael, then the Ribbono Shel Olam turned around to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said that Yosef HaTzadik was Moide Ba'artzoi. Yosef HaTzadik was in Mitzrayim and he didn't hide the fact that he came from Eretz Yisrael. He said, Ki gunoiv gunavti me'eretz ha'ivrim. I've been taken away from the Eretz ha'ivrim. I've been kidnapped from the Eretz ha'ivrim. He said, I didn't do anything over here which made me deserve to go into the thing, to go into deserve to prison. But he didn't make any effort to hide the fact that he was a Yid. He had no reason to tell the Sa'am Mashkim at that point that I'm a Yid. But no, he said, Ki gunoiv gunavti me'eretz ha'ivrim. He made it very, very clear, Ich bin a Yid, and therefore, he wasn't ashamed to admit it. And similarly, we see later on in the parasha, in parasha's Miketz, state Dalton that when Yosef HaTzadik told them to prepare a suda, then state in Pasuk, Vayosimu loy levadoi, v'lohem levadom, v'lamitzrim v'oichlim ito levadom. The Yosef HaTzadik had his own table where he sat and ate, and the Mitzrim had their own table where they sat and ate. Why? Well, Pasuk state, Ki te'eva hi l'mitzrayim lecho l'se'ivrim lechem. It's a te'eva for Mitzrayim to eat together with the Ivrim. Why is it a te'eva? So the Targum explains, because the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim is the sheep. And if someone who eats lamb's meat, lamb chops, then the Mitzrayim won't eat together with him. So therefore, Yosef HaTzadik ate on his own table because he was eating basa from a sheep. And therefore he didn't want to eat together with, they couldn't eat together with the Mitzrayim. And if you think about it, it's a pella. Why did Yosef HaTzadik find it so necessary to have a suda of lamb chops? He couldn't find something else to eat. and then he could sit together with the Mitzrayim. Why did he have to highlight his difference, and he's the king of Mitzrayim, and Nocha Dafke in Zecheperin, and sit there and eat on his own table, and eat his own flesh, and he knows that, you know, this is not something which the Mitzrayim are comfortable with. Not something which is going to make him popular amongst the Mitzrayim, going and eating the Avodah Zarah. But no, Yisva Tzadik goes and he eats Dafke, the Meichel, which the Mitzrayim are not allowed to eat, and they won't eat, in order to highlight the Havdalah, the separation which there is between him and the Mitzrayim. He doesn't want to have anything to do with them. He will Dafke go and have a Suda of lamb chops in order to separate himself from the Mitzrayim. So Chazal say Yosef HaTzadik was that Rabbi Shlom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yosef HaTzadik was Moida Ba'artza. Yosef HaTzadik wasn't ashamed, he wasn't afraid to admit that he was a Yid, even though he had no reason to. He dafke told the Sa'am Mashkim ki gunov gunavti merit to Ivrim. He went and he specially ate something which wouldn't cause him to be noisa chen be'eni ha-Mitzrayim. Nevertheless, he did it because he wanted to hold his identity as a Yid. And the Rebbeinu Shlom said, and you, Moshe Rabbeinu, when you were standing there by the Be'er, then you looked like a Mitzri. Because the Benois Yisrael went back to Yisrael and they said, Ish Mitzri Tzilonu Miyad Aroim, you look like a Mitzri. And Rebbe Azoy, you're not going to be Zoycha to go into Eretz Yisrael. Azoy's got the Medrash in Parshas Devarim. So we see clearly a machlokes is over here between the two medrashim. The medrash in Shmoy says, "Is matmiyav chib b'dmus mitzri or Moshe nira? The Moshe look like a mitzri, and because of that, the medrash goes to length to say that the pasuk which says ish mitzri tzilon miadaroyim, that means the mitzri and mitzrayim who I killed, that was the person who is responsible for being saved. And ish mitzri doesn't refer to Moshe because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't look like a mitzri, as they held the medrash in Shmoy. So the medrash in Devarim is a punk faket. So no, Moshe Rabbeinu looked like a Mitzri. He was dressed like a Mitzri. He looked like a Mitzri. And that was the reason why he wasn't Zoycha to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's the reason why his tefillah wasn't in the Skabel, and he wasn't Zoycha to go into Eretz Yisrael. Sefer Chassidim in Ois Kuf Yud Zayin brings out from this Medrash in Dvorim something halacha lemaisa.
And
see, he says that the Medrash is Mavur, that's why the tefillah wasn't in the Skabel. The tefillah wasn't, he did a chet, but he davened. And his tefillah would have been a skabel if not for the fact that he hid the fact that he was a Yid at that point. So the Sefer Chassidim in Ois Kuf Yud Zayin brings out from this Medrash in Dvorim something halacha lemaisa. He says if someone is dressed finds himself dressed like a goy for whatever reason, and he's not obviously looking like a Yid, and he hears goyim talking about him and referring to him as if he's a goy, and they are assuming that he's a goy, he says that that person has to go up to them and say, I'm sorry, but I'm a Jew, I'm a Yid. He mustn't allow them to assume that he's a goy. And he says, what's the raya? Because we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for looking like a Mitzri. He wasn't punished for looking like a Mitzri, but he was punished for when he heard them say that he's an Ish Mitzri, Tzilonu Miyad Aroyim, he should have immediately gone to the Bnei Yitzri and told them, no, I'm not a Mitzri, I'm a Yid. Now we're going to look into the Makaris of the Inyan in Shulchan Aruch to see if we pass can like this Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim says, "I'm worried to get chiddush. A person is not allowed to. If a person hears that he's being assumed as a goy, he's got to clarify it that no, he's a yid." So this shaila of a person dressing up as a goy or saying that he's a goy in order to hide himself from the goy has come along the Doris together with us in Golos for hundreds and thousands of years. It's always been the shaila: is a yid allowed to say that he's a goy? Is a yid allowed to dress up as a goy in order to save himself from the goy? And Bizman Azeh, it's also Nagia, someone finds himself in an Arab country, on a business trip, is he allowed to say, if he's asked point blank, are you a Yid? Is he allowed to say, no, I'm not a Yid? If he's asked, are you a Muslim? Is he allowed to say, yes, I'm a Muslim? Is he allowed to dress like a Muslim, or does he have to keep his Yiddish levush? So all this we're going to be ma'ayan into today. So we're going to go to the makor of this halacha begins in a medrash in Parshas Vayishlach. Medrash says that there was a mushumud who met two talmidim of Rabbi Yeshua b'shas Hashmad, And these two Talmidim of Rabbi Yeshua were dressed like goyim. And he said, the Meshuvah turned around to the Talmidim of Rabbi Yeshua, and he said to them, if you're Yidden, and you're committed to being Yidden, then how are you walking around dressed like a goy? So they said to him, no, Avada we Yidden, and we're prepared to die for it. So the Nemuch Yosef in Bava Kama brings out from this Medrash, Amaridika Alocha Lamaisa. He says, it's Mavuah that the Talmidim of Rabbi Yeshua were okay to go dressed up as goy. But if they were asked, are you a Yid? They would have never said, no, we're not a Yid. They would have never denied it bepeh. Even though they disguised themselves from being Yidden, and they were allowed to do that, Mishum Sakonas Nefashis, but to say bepeh, that ich bin a goy, does make me nechzogen, that you're not allowed to say. And that's why when they were asked point blank by the Mishumud, are you that your Talmidim Rabbi Yeshua, admit that you're Yidden, they didn't say, no, you're mistaking us for someone else, we're not Talmidim Rabbi Yeshua, we're someone else. No, they said, we are Yidden. But to dress up as a goy, tos is muta. So this halacha, which we're mechalek between dressing up as a goy and saying one is a goy, is gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Nun Ches. Shulchan Aruch says, also la adam leimashu goy kadesh leyargu. A person is not allowed to say that he's a goy in order that he shouldn't be killed. Aba avol muta leslabish belevush akum, but he's allowed to dress in goyish clothing in order that to disguise the fact that he's a yid. And the makor for this is the Medrash, which says that the Talmidim of Rabbi Yeshua, even though they dressed up as goyim, but they would never say bepeh that mizan and goyim. Now, Madaf, we're going to start with this halacha that a person is not allowed to say that he's a goy. And it's mavua in the Medrash, it's yihorig val yaver. To say that one is a goy is also yihorig val yaver. And the shaila is, we know that there's three averis which a person has to be moisen nefesh for. Tzicha, kila arois, and shvichas domin. Now, what is the issa to zogen as an ich bin a goy? What's for issa it does? Is he bin roitzeach? Is he gila arois? No, definitely not. It must fall under the category of avodah zarah. But the shaila is, where is the avodah zarah element of here? He's not serving any avodah zarah. He's saying that he's a goy. So the Rosh in Maseches Avodah Zarah, he adds a little bit of explanation to this, and he says that the reason why saying I'm a goy is also is because when one is threatened with death, and one says ich bin a goy in order to save himself from death, then what he's saying is that I'm prepared to accept upon myself your religion in order to save myself from death. So that's a kfira. In Ochanami, it's not a maisa avodah zarah. He's not bowing down to an avodah zarah, but he's been kofer b'elikei Yisrael, and he's been mekabel the gods of the other religion. So saying that one is a goy is a kabolas elohus. It's accepting another religion, and therefore it's also b'yarek val yaver. Azu is mavu in divrei harash. Right, so I didn't go into that. No, so I know there's a Rambam in Igros Hashmad who was asked about this, because the Muslims don't serve Avodah Zarah, they serve the same God as we do. They have a Novi Sheker, but they serve the same God as we do. And Muslims might be totally different. If one's asked, if one in a Muslim country, if one is a Muslim, it might be different. Alocha Mudaf Ma'ain Zan Igros Hashmad.
Spain was a Muslim country.
So the Rambam was clearly asked about this. So another thing to point out, which will be Nogei Alamaisa, is that the Rosh, when he says that it's Osa to say that one is a goy, he stresses the fact that the reason why it's Osa and the reason why it's a kfira is because if he doesn't say he's a goy, he'll be killed. And therefore, by saying he's a goy, he's saving himself from Misa, and therefore, the only way for him to get out of the Misa, the only way to get out of being killed is by saying that as ich bin a goy, so therefore he's accepting their religion by saying that he's a goy. But if someone would feel uncomfortable with anyone knowing that he's a yid, for whatever reason, it's just not that he was scared of death, and they're going to kill him unless he's mekabel their religion. No, he just doesn't want to be seen as a yid. But he isn't threatened with death, and they're not trying to compel him to become part of their religion. It would be mashma in the Loshon of the Rosh that wouldn't be asa, that wouldn't be a kfira. A kfira is only if he's got to say that he's a goy in order to save himself from death, then that would be seen as a kabbalah of the other religion. Chas v'shalom. Oh, but if someone would say that he's a goy, not because he's trying to save himself from death, but because it's more comfortable to that everyone around him to think that he's a goy, it would be mashma in the Loshon HaRosh that wouldn't be osa as saying that he's a goy. But that would be mashma in the Loshon of the Rosh. Now, the interestingly enough, the Rosh asks on himself a kasha from a Yishalmi. Now, the Yishalmi says that a lady who's asked if she's a goy, she can say that she's a goyta. Of a man who's asked that he's a goy, it's not going to help him because he's got a bris milah, and therefore they can always be baydak if he's a yidu or a goy. So you stay in the Rosh. So it's not the Rosh, it's mashman the Yishalmi. Sorry?
Muslim country
won't help, yeah. So the Rosh says it's mashman the Yishalmi, that Emerson, one is allowed to say that one is a goy, and there's no problem of kfira if one says one is a goy. The only problem is that for a man it's not going to help, because they can be boydik him b'milase, like you're pointing out, in a Muslim country. Therefore then it will be good aids even for a man as well. The Rosh says no, that's not what the Yishalmi means. The Yishalmi doesn't mean to say that it's mutter for a lady to say that she's a goita. No. The Yishalmi just says that, just saying that if she'll say that she's a goita, it will work, because they won't be able to verify it. Whereas if a man says that he's a goy, they will be able to catch him out, because they can be boydik b'milase. But the Yishalmi doesn't mean to say that for a lady it's permissible to say that you're a goita. And it's interesting to zach that the Sifri says in Parashas Devarim, on the Pasuk of Avah, Havto et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha v'chol meidecha. So, b'chol nafshecha, says the Sifri, is zu'amila. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Novi says, v'havto et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol meidecha, and the Pasuk says, ki olecha hiragnu kol hayoyim. We get killed every day for you. So the Chazal asked the Kasha, "V'chi efsha le'odom lihorig b'chol yoyim?" Is it possible for a person to be killed every day? Once he's killed, he's killed. How can he be killed every day? So the Sifri says the answer is that he's got a mila, and if he's got a mila, then he's nera kol yoyim. Now, what does that mean? Why is he nera kol yoyim if he's got a mila? So one can suggest that lefi this Rosh, then it's a little bit more musba. Because a person who has a mila can't escape the fact that he's a yid. So he's constantly putting himself in sakana that he can be chapdois as a yid, and they'll kill him for being a yid. So when the Sifri says that chiyalecho iragnu kol hayom zu amila, when a person walks around with a mila, he's constantly walking around with a shtempel as ich bin a yid. And therefore he's got put himself in a matzav that he's besakana constantly. So that adkam we spoke about whether a yid is allowed to say that he's a goy, and what comes out is that the Rosh says that it's yihorig val yavu to say that one is a goy, and we were medayik in the Loshna Rosh that's perhaps only if he's got to say that he's a goy in order to save himself, because the goy won't accept anything less than the yid admitting that he's going to be convert to their religion. Whereas if the goy's got no interest that the yid will convert to his religion, and just the yid for his own personal comfort is saying that ich bin a goy, that might be mutter. Saying loch lemaisa with avizin, but that might be mutter. It's mashman the Rosh. It's only if the goy's got an agenda to convert the yid, and by saying that he's a goy, then he's being moida to the words of the goy, and he's accepting their religion, then it's asa. But to randomly for a yid to say that ich bin a goy in order to save himself discomfort, that might be mutter. Now we're going to talk about the Indian of dressing up like a goy. So we said that the Muki Yosef brings from the Sifri, brings from the Medrash in Vayishlach, the two Talmidim of Rabbi Yeshua, they dressed up as Goyim. And the Muki Yosef brings a raya from there that a person is allowed to dress up and disguise himself as a Goy in order to escape from them. So the obvious question is, Mek Yosef himself asks it, is from the Gemara in Sanhedrin in Dalad Omer Beis. The Gemara says that B'Shas HaShmat, a person has got to be Moisen Nefesh on every single Issa Shabbat Torah, Afilu Mitzvah Kalo, even on a Mitzvah Kalo. Says the Gemara, my Mitzvah Kalo. So the Gemara, Araksa de Masani is shoelaces. What's shoelaces? Rashi explains that the Yidden had a certain way of tying their shoelaces, different from the Goyim. And if a Yid during Shas HaShmad, a Yid may not change his shoelaces, even though it's only a mitzvah kala. Still, he must moisen nefesh zayin on every single minug of Yadus. So, the Muki Yosef on the Medrash in Vayishlach Apele, how can the Medrash say that the Talmidim of Rabbi Yeshua, well, how did the Talmidim of Rabbi Yeshua dress up like Goyim? It was a Shas HaShmad over there. It's Mufurish over there in the Loshna Medrash, it was a Shas HaShmad. And they were saving themselves by dressing up as Goyim. Surely it's Mamish Osa, and it's Osa and Mukhiv Limse Nafshi of them, B'Shas HaShmad. So there's two explanations offered on this Kasha. There's a Teretz from the Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef says, Amoridika Teretz, Mamish Amilsa de Mistabra. He says there's two different types of Shas HaShmads. If the Shas HaShmad is that the Goyim are out to kill every single Yid, and the person disguises himself as a Goy, in order that they shouldn't realize that he's a Yid, and he's running away and he's fleeing from the Goyim and he's disguising himself in order they shouldn't realize who he is, then a person is allowed to dress up as a Goy, and he's allowed to wear a Araksa de Masani. But if the Goyim are forcing him to wear a Araksa de Masani, they're forcing him to wear Mabushe Nochrim, that's where the Gemara says he's got to be Moisa Nefesh. That means the whole halacha that one has to be Moisa Nefesh on other Averas is only if the Shas HaShmad is that the Goyim want to be they want the Yidden to be over on all the Averas. They have an Indian that the Yidden should be over on Chaza, on the Vela, even on Araksa de Masani, then the Yid's got to be Moisa Nefesh and refuse to do it and Yehorek Val Yaver. But if the Sakonis Nefesh is that they want to kill out every Yid, they're killing out every Yid. No Shas HaShmad. No, they're not trying to be mavi him on doing that vera of wearing Araksa de Masani. They want to kill every Yid, and he disguises himself as a goy in order to run away from them. Then that's in order. That's Peseda. Zok the Muki Yosef. That's Pshat in the Medrash. The Medrash says that the Talmidim of Rabbi Yeshua, they went and they dressed up as goyim in order that they should realize they were Yidden. And we asked the Kasha, Ayis toch Araksa de Masani, Mukhiv Limse Nefesh, in order not to dress like a goy. The Torah says no, because then the goyim weren't forcing them to wear goyish clothes. The goyim wanted to kill them. If the goy wants to kill you, to disguise oneself as a goy, that's perfectly in order. I'm ready to kisfar. Azizot Muki Yosef. And Trumas Adeshen says another teretz, a similar teretz, not quite the same. He says that the whole issa to wear Araksa de Masani is only if the yid will wear the goyishim abushim, and the goyim, his neighbors, will still know, oh, this is Yanni Yid, and look, he's capitulated, he's now wearing Goshem al-Bushim. Yeah, you see, if you make it too hard for them, they'll throw everything away. That's when it's also for a Yid to dress up as a goy. But if a Yid will dress up as a goy, and his disguise will be so good that no one will recognize him, no one will know Bichlal that he's a Yid, people will think that he's always been a goy, then there's no Chil Hashem. And he's not being Mechal Shem Shamayim by dressing up as a goy, because they don't know that he's a Yid who's dressing up as a goy. They think he's always been a goy. And Oberazo, he's allowed to do that. The whole din of the Gemara, that one is Mukhiv Limse Nefesh on Araksa de Masani, is only if after wearing that Levush, it will be clear to everyone that he's a Yid who's capitulated and now he's dressing up as a goy. Oh, but if he's going to look like a goy, and everyone's going to assume that he was a goy and he was born a goy, then there's no problem, and he's allowed to dress up as a goy as well. Now the question is, does this answer the Medrash in Vayishlach? The Medrash in Vayishlach says that the two Talmidim of Rabbi Yeshua dressed up as goyim, and they that was in order that they dressed up as goyim, but they wouldn't have said that they are goyim. Now, according to the Muki Yosef's Hezba, that the Muki Yosef says that a Yid is allowed to dress up as a goy if he's being threatened with death, but only the whole Issa of Araksa de Masani is only if he's being forced to wear the Goyish clothes. Then there they weren't forced to be wearing the Goyish clothes, and then we have a good Yishuv to the Medrash in Vayishlach. According to the Truma Sadashin Svara, Truma Sadashin says that if the disguise is so good that people won't realize that he was Bechlali, they'll assume that he was always a goy, then it's muta. But in a case when the Yid dresses up as a goy, or he wears goyish clothes, but he's not disguised, everyone still knows, oh, this is Yeni Yid who's now dressed up as a goy, then it's asa. Now, the Medrash in Vayishlach, I don't know if one can answer that way, because the Medrash in Vayishlach, we see that that Mushumud came along, and he recognized the Talmidim of Rabbi Yeshua. So clearly they were still recognizable to people out there, who they were. So therefore, it could be the Teretz of the Trumas Hadashim won't be a issue for the Medrash in Vayishlach. Right, now that's one aspect of dressing up as a goy, is what we just discussed, that because when one dresses up as a goy, one is so to speak nira kekoyfa belikei Yisrael, because he's making a statement as a vet oisid. Now there's another issue with dressing up as a goy. It's a Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and that's the issa of chukas agoy. The Rambam says the lashon that it's also for yid to go b'chukas agoy. And then he says, "Ela yeh haYisrael muvdil mehen. A yid should be different from a goy. V'yotua b'malbushov uveshamaisov. He should be known b'malbushov uveshamaisov. He should be identifiable b'malbushov. He should be able to see when a yid walks around. Oh, dogeit a yid mitzidish olavush uveshamaisov. K'moishu muvdil mehen." Like a yid is different from a goy, b'madoy over the yosef. Just like a yid has different values and different ashkofas and different beliefs than a goy, similarly he's got to be different in the way he dresses and the way he acts like than a goy. And the Rambam says clearly that he's got to be yodua b'malbushov over sham ha'isof. He's got to be yodua b'malbushov. You got a yid. The simple translation of the Rambam is that when a yid goes walking down the street, you've got to be able to see toget ayid. And if you don't see that, then you're over the isof chukas agoy. That's the simple translation of the words of the Rambam. Now, the Ramah in Kufa in Ches comes along and he says nishtazoy. He says that the issa of chukas agoy only applies. I read out the lashon what I have over written over here. It says einoy osa elo b'dovo shenogu bo yakum mishum pritzas kegoin shaloiv shin odim. That which we say that it's also to wear goyish clothes mishum chukas agoy, says the Ramah, that doesn't mean that he's got to walk around with a strawman and bekisha and be identifiable to the naked eye that this person is a yid. What that means is he's not allowed to wear goyish kleda. Goyish clothes, something which goyim wear mishum pritzus or mishum gaiva, that's awesome. And the example which he gives is malbushim adumim, red clothes is says the Ramah, das is goyishkeit, and therefore that's awesome mishum chukas agoy. But zot the Ramah, there's no halacha that a person has to walk around looking like a yid. The ganze issa from chukas agoy is only that a person may not wear malbushim which are distinctly goyish. Those are the issa from chukas agoy. So the Rambam is mashma that a yid has got to be yodua b'mabushov. A yid has got to be identifiable with his clothes. Whereas the Ramah comes along and says that no, a yid doesn't have to be nikkav b'mabushov. A yid must not wear an item of clothing which is distinctly goyish. And his example is a red clothing. That's chukas agoy. Now the Makor of the Ramah is a tshuva from the Maharik. Maharik was one of the later Rishonim. Maharik's got a huge arichos on this inyan. What is actually osa in the issa of chukas agoy? The Maharik was asked about a beged which the doctors used to wear in his time. They used a beged, some type of choshva beged, which doctors used to wear. Scientists, mathematicians, any of the chachmei agoyim, they used to wear a certain type of beged, long cloak, and then he describes exactly what it looks like. And the shaila was put to him, if you've got a Jewish mathematician or a Jewish doctor, is he allowed to wear that piece of item of clothing? Or is it also mishum chukas agoy? So the Maharik says it's perfectly in order to wear it, and there's no issa of chukas agoy. And the reason being is because the issa to wear goyisha clothing only applies, like the Ramah brings in his name, it only applies to something which is a goyim are wearing mishum pritzos or mishum gaiva. That is the issa mishum chukas agoy, because yidden are anovim yirshu aretz, yidden are mitzdayin imidus are anova. But something which a goy would wear, because that's the uniform form of belonging to a certain sect of society. If you belong to that higher society, you wear that type of clothing, that's fine. That's not awesome mishum chukus agoy. Azoy zok the Marik. Marik brings a few rais. One of his rais is from a Gemara in Tanis and Dafchov base. The Gemara says over there that... what's that? Ties. A bow tie, yeah. So the Gemara says in Tanis Dafchov base that the Eliyahu Novi was rogel by an Amora called Reb Chogad Reimo. And Eliyahu pointed to a certain person and he said to Reb Chogad, that person, he's a Ben Oilem Abo. And Reb Chogad took a look at him and he saw that he looked nothing like a Yid at all. He was wearing black shoes, which in those days was a simon of a goy. Goy wore black shoes. And I don't see anyone here not wearing black shoes. And the second thing was he wasn't wearing tzitzis. He looked totally like a goy. Eliyahu Novi went, and Reb Chogad Reimo ran after this person, and he asked him, "What do you do? What's your panosa? What are you involved in?" So he told him, "I'm a prison warden, and in the prison there's men and there's women. And I make sure to separate I put a bed between the men and the women that they shouldn't come to do averus. And furthermore," he said, if a Yiddish girl gets put in tfisa, then I'll make sure to save her from the goyim. What will I do? He says, I'll take wine and I'll pour it on her clothes that they should look red. And that way the goyim will think that she's benidus and they won't chepezich with her. That's what I do. So he said, okay, very nice, but why do you have to walk around with black shoes without tzitzis? Why do you have to walk around looking like a goy? So he said to Reb Chogad Reimo, ich drezich by the goyim, and I overhear what the gzeiras are, what the gzeira is going to be. And as soon as I hear that they want to make a gzeira, I go and report it back to the Rabbonon, kedei that the Rabbonon should daven, and that they should be able to mevatel the gzeira. Merid gezach. I don't know why he can't wait till the gzera becomes public and then daven. No, the tefillah kinnira will be more beneficial or will work better if the rabbanon will find out about it before the gzera actually is decreed, actually gets put into place. So Azoy Tegizot, he said that's why I'm wearing black shoes and I'm not wearing tzitzis. Says the Marik, says Reb Chogad Reimo only had a problem with his shoes. He only had a problem with his shoes and the fact that he wasn't wearing tzitzis. Why did he not say, where's your bekacha? Where's your bekacha? Why did he not look like a Yid? I can't see you looking like a Yid. He said, what's with your shoes? Why are you wearing black shoes? So he says, Elomai, it's mutter to walk around looking like a goy. He's walking around wearing a Manchester United t-shirt together with, that he didn't have a problem with. That's fine, you're allowed to walk around like that. The only problem was, he's wearing black shoes. Black shoes, this is a problem. Says the Marik, Elomai, it's muchach, that the fact that he was wearing goyish clothes is fine. The only problem is the black shoes, which in those days were a simon of pritzas and gaiva, that was something which is also mishum chukas agoy. But the rest of his clothes he wasn't bothered about. That's in raya which the Marik brings. Another raya he brings is from a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says over there that someone wasn't noital ma'im rishonim, he wasn't noital until esedayim, and from not being noital until esedayim, it came out that he was nichshal in eating basa chazir. So it's stated in the Gemara. Now what's the story behind this? It's a medrash in Parshas Balak, which tells us that there was a shas hashmad, and Yidden were disguising themselves as goyim, and there was a Yid who owned a kretshma, a Yid who owned the inn, and whenever a goy came in, he would serve him treifas, much cheaper. He served him nevelas of treifas. If a Yid came in, then he would serve him kosher flesh. Now, how did you know if he's a Yid? He couldn't walk around with Yiddish lavush in those days. So he said, so the Medrash said, the simon that he was a Yid was, if he went to wash until tilas edayim, then he knew he was a Yid. A Yid came into the kretshma, and Nishkat can koyach to vashen tilas edayim. He sat down, and the owner of the kretshma assumed that he's a goy, and he brought him a gishmaker shtickle nevela treifa chaza. Actually, was chaza. He brought him a gishmaker shtickle chaza, and he put it in front of him and he ate chaza. So the Gemara says that because he was over and he was mevatel the mitzvah of tiyas edayim, therefore he came to eat pesach chazir. says the Ma'arik, I said, I don't understand. You're blaming the fact that he was over the Issa of Chazir because he didn't wash Netilas Yadayim. He says, but there was another Avera which he did, which caused him not to be recognized as a Yid. He was over the Issa of Chukas Agoy, because he wasn't dressed like a Yid. So the Gemara should say that there was two reasons which caused him to be over the Issa Basa Chazir. It wasn't not washing Netilas Yadayim alone. Had he not washed Netilas Yadayim alone, then he would have still been recognized as a Yid had he been walking around with Yiddish clothes. But because he wasn't walking around with Yiddish clothes, and he didn't wash Netilas Yadayim, for both of these reasons together, that's why he was Oichel Basar Chazir. Why is the Gemara saying that he was Oichel Basar Chazir? Because he didn't wash Mayim Rishonim. He didn't know that he should have been wearing Yiddish clothes. As a result of the Marik, as a Raya, that a Yid doesn't have to walk around dressed as a Yid. So long as he doesn't wear a beged, which is distinctly Goyish, he doesn't wear Yiddish clothes, this is Mutter. It's perfectly in order. As a result of the Marik. The Shach brings this Maharik, and he brings from his father. His father said, "This nishka raya bichlal." So what's the raya? There the Medrash says clearly that it was a Shas Hashmad, and therefore he wasn't dressed as a Yid. That's why he wasn't dressed as a Yid. There was no avera in the fact that he wasn't dressed as a Yid. In Ochanami, someone to dress up as a Goya Gansiyah, that's osa. You know, he has got to be Nikab Mabushov. Yid has got to be Yodua V'Nikab Mabushov. But over there, the pshat is that it was a Shas Hashmad, and during the Shas Hashmad, the person is allowed to dress up as a Goy. So therefore, there was no Issa involved in wearing the Goyisha clothes. The only thing which he did wrong was that he should have washed Netilas Yadayim. No one would have noticed if he's doing Netilas Yadayim. So he should have washed Netilas Yadayim, and that way he would have known that he was a Yid. So therefore it was only the fact that he was Mevatel Mitzvahs Netilas Yadayim which caused him to eat Basar Chazir. But mitzad the fact that he wasn't Nikab Mabushov, that wasn't Asa at all, because it was Shas Hashmad. As though he brought the Shach from Zayin Tata. Fregen Achorim of the Shach, don't understand. The Shach says, brings from his father, it was a Shas Hashmad. And it was a Shas Hashmad, and therefore he was allowed to change his clothes. But he should have washed Netilas Yadayim. And therefore, not washing Netilas Yadayim, that caused him to be Oichel Basar Chazir. Fregen Achorim, we don't understand. The Shas Hashmad, you're not allowed to change your clothes. Araxes de Mesanis, toch Yohorik Bal Yavar. You're not allowed to change your clothes. So why does the Gemara say that it was because of the fact that he didn't wash Netilas Yadayim that caused him to be Oichel Basar Chazir? No, he should have been wearing Yiddish clothes. Are you saying it's a Shas Hashmad? No, but Shas Hashmad doesn't allow you to wear Goyish clothes. So the Teretz is that the Teretz is like with the Mukiyesa that we mentioned before. Because when the Medrash says over there it was a Shas Hashmad, that doesn't mean to say it was a Shas Hashmad that they were forcing Yidden to wear Goyish clothes. The Shas Hashmad was that they were killing anyone who's a Yid. And Zot Muki Yosef, if they're killing anyone as a Yid, and a Yid walks around disguised as a Goy, that's perfectly in order. He's allowed to do that. The whole Issa of Araxes de Mesani is only if they're forcing him to wear the Goyish clothes. Then it's Osa and it's Yorek Val Yavar. Or, like the Trumas Adeshin says, that the whole Issa, the whole din that there's Yorek Val Yavar and Araxes de Mesani is only if the Goy, if the Yid dresses up as a Goy, and all the Goyim know, there's the Yid and he's gone and dressed up as a Goy, a Betshoy Nagoy. But if he's dressed up as a Goy and no one knows that he's a Yid, he looks like a Goy, then, and he's done a good job with his disguise, then he's allowed to do that even b'shas hashmad. So therefore, that Yid was allowed to dress up as the Goy, bein according to the Muki Yosef, and bein according to the Trumas Adeshen, he was allowed to dress up as a Goy. So therefore, he wasn't over the Issa of b'chukaseim leiselechu by dressing up as a Goy. And because he was mutter for him to wear the Goyish clothes, as the Shas Hashmad. So therefore, the only Issa that he was over was Mishum that he didn't wash Netilas Yadayim. So therefore, says the Shach, that the Marik wants to bring a raya from this Gemara, that a Goy, that a Yid is allowed to dress up as a Goy, because the Gemara says that he was Oichel Basar Chazir, because he didn't wash Netilas Yadayim. Says the Marik, Vaistos, one is allowed to dress up as a Goy. So the Shach knows, the Shas Hashmad. It's a Shas Hashmad. If it's a Shas Hashmad, for sure you're allowed to dress up as a Goy. And the Achronim asked that it's Araxes de Mesani, so therefore even Shas Hashmad will be Asa. But the Fidel Muki Yosef and the Trumas Adeshin that we've seen, who say that in Shas Hashmad it's not always Asa to dress up as a Goy. If one does it in such a way that it's a foolproof disguise, that no one's going to uncover that he's a Yid, it's Mutter according to Trumas Adeshin. Or according to the Muki Yosef, they're killing him because he's a Yid, and they're not forcing him to wear Goyish clothes, then it's Mutter. It's Muyushev, the Raya of the Marik, and there's no Raya from the Gemara that one is allowed to dress up as a Goy.
Amen.